The place we're looking for in today's GeoQuiz has a code name. Gold Beach was the code name used in World War II for one of the places where Allied troops landed on D-Day, a.k.a. the 1944 Normandy invasion. So we're talking about a beach along the northwestern coast of France. And if you can name it, you'll also be interested to hear what happened there the other day. A team of artists went to work there to honor the sacrifice of thousands of soldiers who lost their lives on this beach during the Allied invasion of Nazi-occupied France. So can you name this beach? British artist Jamie Wardley went there this past weekend. He was part of the team that created an art installation called The Fallen. Jamie, tell us, first of all, where were you in Normandy?
We were in a place called Arromanches, which is one of the D-Day landing beaches.
You used the beach as kind of a canvas, the backdrop. Tell us what you did and how you went about it.
The idea was to really go onto the beach, because there's many relics on these beaches and many ceremonies relating to what happened during the Second World War. But what we wanted to show was actually what the number of people looked like that fell on those beaches. And it was really to mark International Peace Day, because, you know, that's what happens with the absence of peace is when these atrocities happen. So the beach itself is it's a beautiful place. It's really, really pretty. And it was just an amazing canvas for us to draw on and achieve this art piece.
So when you say drawing in the sand, tell us about the technique, the craft, what you actually did.
So sand drawings are really interesting way to draw, if you like. It's wonderful and it's so simple. So if you want to do a drawing, all you need to do is go to the beach and you rake in the sand. But with this, we wanted to do something where anybody could do it. And so we developed this thing, which was the stencil, which is like a piece of plastic, and it has the picture of a person cut out of it. And the way we made the person is we simply laid down on the floor and then somebody drew around us and then we cut it out. So it's a stencil. And then you put that on the ground and then you take a small rake, then you rake in the stencil, then you lift the stencil up and you have a person made from sand perfectly in the sand, just laying there.
From the images, what really catches the eye is that for some people, it kind of looks like the outlines of somebody who's been shot, you know, the police outline. And then you've got thousands of these. It's really impressive.
It does. It impresses upon like your soul, you know, so strongly when you're there. It really, really does. And it's so simple. We had like this little girl and she's like, must be like 3 years old, holding a rake, raking one in, probably not really knowing what she was doing. But one day I think she will. And it really was that. It's that, you know, we try to ask people to take a moment when you're doing a stencil to actually imagine that it is a person, because each one was a person who died on that day. And then when you went to the cliffs, because these beautiful cliffs that you can go on afterwards and look at it, there was just absolutely thousands. It was bigger than any photograph that you could have, because you had to look all the way down the beach and then all the way up the beach to really take it all in. And it was just, how can I say, it was a very quiet day, like people were kind of just talking amongst themselves whilst it was doing it. But it was very loud, like profoundly loud, because when you looked at it, you know, it was shouting almost. It was like, wow, this is what happened.
Were any of the people who attended, did they have fathers or grandfathers that they lost in the Allied assault on Normandy?
People had different reasons for going. So for myself, I have no personal connection. You know, I don't have a relative that went there. But then you had people as far as who were actually on the beach on D-Day. So, we had a veteran down there who came and he made a stencil. And then we had people who had fathers there, people who had grandfathers there. It was just absolutely wonderful. It really was. It was wonderful to see people who are so different working together just to celebrate humanity, really, and just celebrate peace.
So you finished all the stencils in the early evening, and then everyone gathered and waited for the tide to come in. So this is not art that stays around.
Part of the work was for it to disappear. I suppose the symbolism is that 9,000 people, you know, were there because we're representing them. But in a way, we're representing them whilst they're alive, because once the sea comes in, it actually takes away their lives. It was about 7:30 when we finished, and they were all there. And then the sun started to set, and we went to get some food, and then we came out, and the sea was coming over the silhouettes in the dark. And there was enough light, actually, for us to watch quite a bit of this happening. And then the sea came in and went over the thousands and took them away. And then And then right at the end, there was one left. Sorry, it's quite hard.
This sounds like, for you as an artist, this was a pretty emotional moment.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I think some people are a little bit more stoic than myself, but and it's something that we'll never forget because all the people that were there were so moved by it. So yeah, I think it was quite something. It really was.
Artist Jamie Wardley creates gigantic sand drawings and sand sculptures, most recently the project titled The Fallen on Arromanche Beach in Normandy, which is the answer to our GeoQuiz today. Jamie, great to speak with you. Thank you.
Lovely. Thank you, Marco.
Watch a slideshow of the sand silhouettes on that D-Day beach in France. That's at PRI.org, the new home for the world online.